if you touch anything that the zav is underneath it, meaning to say, Omani, what is that? El Yonish El Zav. Whatever is on top of the zav, let's say the zav is wearing a hat, is wearing a shirt, so the beged that's on top of the zav, that beged becomes tamei. But the pasuk is nitkoi hakosiv mitumah chamuroi. The Torah takes it away from a chomad dikatumah of the real avatumah via vilu de tumah kala, and only brings down to a simple tumah. Leimloh to tell us shein emetame loichlan amashkin, that that shirt now with that hat that's on top of the zav, if it touches another person, that person is tor. It only has a kliyah to metame loichlan amashkin. That's this pasuk that for chol anageya shiya tachtav yitma. So yitma is like a nitik. It's not that strong, the tumah. It's only a simple tumah that what's on top of the zav only has a kliyah of tumah to metame loichlan amashkin, but not to be metame a person. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that this man that's boil and nida, whatever he sleeps on, his like bed, is not a real avatumma, and it only has the same type of a tumma like the El Yonah Shozav, that now that bed will only be metama oichle and a mashkin, but not a person. So verses maybe know, how do you know this? Eimu, what did I say by the nitku akosu mituma chamura? Maybe that's what the Torah says, the top of a zav is yitma, a special type of a tumma, it's not so strong. Maybe it's only not so strong to lay metama odom, metama begodim. Like this, a regular zav, a mishkav azav, if a person touches the bed, so then even the clothing the person is wearing also becomes tamei. So maybe here it's not that strong. It's not metama the person to metame his begodim. Avol odom my begodim metame. But maybe if a man alone touches the hat of the zav, or if his clothing alone touches the hat of the zav, maybe they do become tamei. How do you know to say it's only metama uchlin amashkin and not even an odom by himself? On the cross, the pasuk says no yitma. Next lashon of yitma, like taking away the tumah yitma, which is mashma tumah kala mashma. It's only a simple tumah, meaning only a tumah that can metama oichle namashkin and not really be metama a person. So that's the din of el yoni shalzav. Now, how do we know the din of the mishnah of a tachtoni shaboyle nidu minolin? That's what our mishnah is saying now. That this kusi that lives with his wife when she's a nida, so he is a locher is that was underneath him, his bed, only has a tumah to metama oichle namashkin like the yoni shalzav, nothing more. So how do we know this from Minolan? But the Tani will learn like this. It says, "V'tihi nidosa olav." If a man lives with a nidah, so the chiddush is that the man now has tumas nidah upon him. Yochla, I would have thought to say yala l'raglo. Now let's say your wife now is in the fifth day; she's a nidah, so she's only going to be tummy for another 2 days. So if the husband lives with her now, maybe he'll also only be tummy for another 2 days. That's all. Talmudon, the pasuk says, "No yitma zayin yamin." Says that the man, when you live with his, with a nida, you become tamei now for 7 days. If so, a matam loim, was the pasuk have to say a matam loim who tehei nidosa olav? What did the pasuk said that the nida should be on top of you? What did this pasuk for tehei nidosa olav? So more says like this: sheyochol. Otherwise, I would have thought like this: sheyochol lo yitma odom uklicheres. Maybe he'll not be matam anodom uklicheres. Tam loim, it says no, but he nidosa olav. That the man that lives with the nidah, he has that type of a tumor also. That he's tumor like an avatum, if he touches another, if he touches a klicheres, to be metama them. Now, he knows, mahi, just like she, the nidah, metam odom the klicheres, if she touches a person, if she touches the klicheres, they become tumor, she's an avatum. Is af, the same thing applies to who? This man that lives with the nidah, the same halacha now, afu also, metam odom the klicheres. The boil nida has a lock like an avatumah that if he touches a man or touches a klicheres, he'll become tummy. That's the pasuk of a teheni dosa love, that this man that lives with a nida, mamash has tumah like a nida. Samura says, I mahi, just like she, I would have thought to say, just like the nida herself, oisa mishka v'moishav, that when she sleeps or sits on a bed or on a chair, she makes that mishka v'moishav letama odom letama begodim, that her mishka v'moishav is mamash like an avatumah. That if a man touches it, he becomes tummy or kalim. Afu, maybe the same thing, the man that lives with the nida. Also now, when he sits on a bed, he makes the bed into an avatumma, that now can metam a person. I would have thought to say, afu, also this boiler nida. Maybe he's also oyser mishka v'moishav, he also makes his bed or his sitting. Letam yodin tam begodim. He also makes them into an avatumma, to metam a person to come to metam a begodim. Maybe. Tamlem, this the pasuk says no. The chol ha mishkav ash yishkav olav yitma. It sounds like by the nida, any mishkav she shits on, or even by the man, it's not just by the man. Chol mishkav ashiyish yishkav olav yitma. Says an extra word yitma. Shein tamlo not to say this. Chol mishkav ashiyishkav olav yitma. Well, not tamlo chol mishkav asher. What's the extra pasuk that said that this man now, any mishkav he sits on, it's yitma? Is an extra word yitma teach us that nitkay hakosav, the Torah takes it away, mituma chamura, that the man now, when he sits on a bed, it's not as chomer as when the isha sits on the bed. Ve'evil de tuma kala, he brings down to a tuma kala, to an easier tuma. Lemlo comes to teach us like this, she'en le mitam eloichin amashkin, that this boy don't need this man, when he sits on a bed now, or lies on a bed, he only makes that bed into a tumma enough that when that bed now will touch, come in contact with oichlin or mashkim, they will become tummy. It's like a rishin of tumma, but not really like an ava tumma. So that's the psukim here. So that's pshana mishnah, that this boy don't need as a locha like del yoinai shalzav. Nothing more says, Poruch or Bachor, yes, the question. Ema, why don't I say better? Nitkli akosav mituma chamura. True, the Torah takes away a little bit this tuma of a boiler needed, his mishkav moishav. It's not so chamur. V'yevil brings it down, the tuma kala brings it down to a tuma kala. What does that mean to say a tuma kala? That the litma odom, the tumi of God, maybe just doesn't go so far that if a man wearing clothing touches that mishkav, then not him and the clothing should become tummy. Maybe so far it doesn't go. Because by regular nida, it goes that far. Abu maybe odom of godim litame, but maybe if a man himself touches this mishkav that a boiler nida was on top of, or else his begodim, each one separately, maybe they would become tummy. How do you know to go so far to say that the mishkav of the boiler nida only has a curve to make it into an arishin atumah, that can metama oichle and a mashkin and not a person? And this Gemara says, Omer Ravasi, Yitma, the post again says the word Yitma, which is Mashma, Tuma, Kala, Mashma, that's what's Mashma. Yitma said before, Bel Yoni Shalzav, but at Tachtoni Shabbalonid also says the word Yitma, that he only makes the Mishkav into a Rishon Tuma and not into an Avatuma. Now the Gemara says why. Why don't I say like this? Let's say, Eim, what don't I say? When the post says, Futaheni Do Solov, this boiler nida, the man that lives with the nida, why don't I say, Tvetei nida solov, is a klal, that's a general klal, that he has a tumma like a nida. Then the pasuk says, B'chol mishkav is a prat. So I should have said, klal a prat, ein b'chol mashav a prat. Then maybe that's all. Mishkav moishavin, maybe this boiler nida only has tumma to make a mishkav moishav, that's all. But mid yachrin aloi, maybe he himself is not really tamei. And if he touches another man, maybe he's not matama the other man. Maybe the loch of this boiler need is only that he can make a mishkav tamei, but not that he makes another person tamei if he touches. Or Mavai Yabai says back, no. The pasuk says, Yit mozayin yom. It says that this boiler nida is tamei for 7 days. So that's master kinyan, that divides it up. And then later it says, kol mishkav. If so, have a klal of prat ham ruchokim zem is there. It's like a klal here and a prat a few psukim later. And therefore, the klal is v'chol klal prat ruchokim zem mizeh, and don't make some klal prat. We don't make it for drush like a klal prat. Yeah. So therefore, it's not a klal prat, and therefore we do dashna where we said that this boiler nida has a tuma nida on him. So whatever he really touches, he's metama that person or kelim. Just as mishkav, that's the chiddush akura. His mishkav only makes into a rishon, not really into an avatuma. That's the chiddush of the boiler nida. That's all. Okay, turn over to anyone on the other side. Rav Amar Rav says, Liyerlam Dor, could be no, could be a Klala Prat, even though they're Ruchokim, they're far away, maybe still you're down there, but there's a Klala Prat. But I tell you, here, V'chol Ribuyu, here it says Lashon V'chol, it says V'chol Mishka, so Ribuy, that all Tumas need to still upon him. Just this one miyat, just as Mishkav and Moshav, doesn't become a real av, only a rishon l'tuma. Mask of Lo Rabbi Yaakov, Ema, why don't I say kihi? Why don't I say the man that lives with this nida is like her? Mahi, just like she. Loichalak tabo, there's no difference. Bein magal mishkava, whatever she touches, whatever she sits on. Just like if she touches a man, she's a matam of the man. The same thing when she sits on the bed is matam of a man also. Matam odom, matam begodim, matam of both. L'chumra, you go l'chumra. So maybe afu, the same thing, this boiler nida, the man that lived with the nida, also l'techlo, but don't make any difference, bein magal mishkavoi, l'tamadam l'tamavagodim l'kula. But maybe I should go l'kula and say, just like when he sits on a bed, he lies on a bed. His bed does not become a Navatumma. It's not Metama Odom, it's only Metama Oichlin Amashkin. So maybe the same thing the man himself, that if he touches another man, maybe he's not Metama the other man. Maybe the Boiler Nida only has a curse to make a Rishon Tumma. Maybe he can't be Metama Odom though. But let's not make a difference between him and his Mishkav. So where it says, no, Amarov, Rav says, Olov Lhatine Mashma. Says Lashmatheni Dosa Olov, Mashmi, he himself has the same tumma like her, like the need himself. So he himself, the man, is like an avatumma. Avad, if he touches another man, he's matama the man. Just the mita cross on in his mishkav, that he sleeps on, his mishkav does not become an avatumma. His mishkav only has a locha, like a rishon tumma, not like an avatumma. Then the Mishnah says, what did the Chum do this for on these kusim? What did we say they're called? The matama mishkav tastan kelyon, the vnei shem bolonidus, because they live with the wives when they're nida. So Mora says, otto kulu bolonidus nido. Do you think it's true? Do all kusim live with the wives when they're nida? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Magadlo ben Nesuyah Shon Renechnam. The Mishnah only means when they're married. It only means a married kusi. But if the kusi is not married, then we do not say he has tuma. He's only tuma if he's married. Renechnam. If he's not married, then stam we don't say they're stam bolonidus. They're still Jews. These kusim. This much to listen, they don't live with other ladies. Just when once they're married, then most likely we'll soon see they're not marked with hilchas nidah, and therefore they have a lock as if they boil their wife when they're a nidah. The Mishnah explains why. Because for him, these kusim, yoshva saldam. They sit in any dam the wives see, they say she's tummy. So Mar says it so, Tanya Amrav Meya. Im hein yoshva sakol dam v'dam, nechura takana gadolahi lehem. What's wrong with this? The Guru, any dam that she sees, they're machmer to say she's tamei, so why should we say they're a boiler nidus? So it says like this, Ela read like this, Ela shiroi is dam odom umashlimas oisla dam yorak. Means like this though, first what happened was she saw green blood. So they made as if she's tamei. So they started to make her into a nida now. Then 5 days later she first sees red blood. So really she was torah until now, and now 5 days later she starts a tumah, she should be tamei for another 7 days. But they think, no, she started 5 days ago. So after 2 more days, they'll make a tour. Let her go to the mikvah. And really, she's still tummy. Tumas nida. So that's why it comes out that they live with the wives when they're a nida. Tovrach, another pshat is, Yom shapasek is boy, seif rosai. Let's say the day she stopped seeing. Let's say she was a zova. And the day she stopped seeing dam, right now, they count after the first day of the Zainikim. Leminyan shiva. Let's say she was a zova. So the day that she stops seeing, that day they include in the Zainikim. And that's wrong. So therefore, then let it be Tovel the 6th day. And really, it's supposed to be another day. They're called Boilonidus. Mask of law, Rambachoma, what's wrong? For this Perenna, why can't she count that day for the first day of the Zainikim? And also, Vananami, us also in this Perenna, why can't we also count that day? Like she saw 3 days in a row to be Zchamazova, and then the 3rd day, as soon as she stops seeing, so she's Torah then, why can't we start counting that day? The Kremlin, we hold Taka, that mixes the Yanku Kuloi. Part of a day is like the whole day. So if part of the day is Torah, why isn't that enough? So he answers, Amar Ravim came, so if you tell me that's true, that mixes the Yanku is good for a Sviro, then him came, Shich Vazera, the source of a Ziva. That if a man is a Ziva, or even if a lady, let's say that she's Perlet Shich Vazera, oh, it means a man here. This means a man or a lady. But Sheikh Mazar, the source of Beziva, it's the source of, how do you have the Hechemishkachas law? For a mixus to Yom Kukula, Lamonashach, when the Zera comes out, they're only Tommy that day. So as soon as the Zera goes away, the rest of the day she's Torah like. So why don't you have the mixus to Yom Kukula? So Mona says, Taika true, you're right. E the Chosma Pagodiyam, if they saw in the middle of the daytime, you're Taika right. The rest of the day helps. Let's say a man that was a Zova, and he was a Zav. In the middle of counting Zainakim, one day he saw a carry. So locher is that just that one day doesn't help. So the question is, why doesn't that day help either? After he saw the carry, the rest of the day he's tor. So that the mixes ayam help. So Mora says, you're true. If he saw in the middle of the day, you're right. Hacham, he saw right before Shkia Sachama. So you don't have any part of the day to count. That's where it doesn't help. So that the Pasuk says of a man sees Zera in the middle of his counting Zainikim, that it's Saisa that one day, is we saw at the end of the day, there's no more part of that day left to count. Samara says that that's true. V'leimalei lekroi, you want to tell me the pasuk is talking about then? Ki ksiva samach l'shkiyas hacham ksiva. Is that what the pasuk is talking about? Like it's a little dark to say that's the only case that a zav that a carry is saisa. The core of the pasuk means in all cases. Samara's answer back. He held in yes. Korach shafter lekroi. Leave the pasuk alone. The way we're saying it's only talking about that when is a carry saisa. Only when he sees the carry at the end of the day, right before shkia. The yield doch of the mukmian asher, he wants to say that's pshat. So that's the way Rami Bar Chama holds over here, that he holds that he held the kusum right, like the he held is not a good teretz here. That seferis, that what's wrong? He holds that you could be safe for half of a day. If the day you stop seeing yizavam in the middle of the day, so the next part of the day is cold enough for the first day to zayin akiyim. That's the way he holds. But so he speaks out, halacha, we don't hold like this though. Halacha, we hold that the Gemara Leil have enough Samech test that holds, no, we hold that Zayin Nikim has to be a complete day the first day. So you can't start counting in the middle of the day. We talk, oh, this would be a good teretz here. But the reason why they were called Berlinidas, because only the Kusim held that you can count half of a day. But we really hold that the first day has to be a complete day. Mixes a yom, you did not say. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Boy Rami Bachoma. What's going to be Perleta Shichva Zeo Mao Shatista Beziva? Let's say an Isha that she was Grashi Saskagan Shashimsha Bezoiv. She had Tumas Zov on her, and still she lived with her husband. And then what happened is she starts counting out the Zayin Akim, and the second day after she starts counting, the Zera comes out of her body. So is that Saisa that one day for Zayin Akim or not? If she's Perleta, the Shichva Zera comes out of her. Maho Shatista Beziva. If she started to count the Zayin Nikim, does that stop her from counting that day? She's just start over again. What's the Shaila? Roya Hoysa, do we say that when she's Perlet Shichva Zera? It's like she sees the Zera now. So it's for Seseris that will stop counting the Zayin Nikim. Or Dilma, maybe no. It's only called Nageyas Hoysa. For Loy Sosra, that when the Zera comes out of her body, she becomes Tomei.